Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospelite Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is report number 670. My name is Daniel White III, here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back soon and that you need to be prepared. This podcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some people foolishly have done down through the years. However, it is all about preparation. Get ready for the soon coming King. First, today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. That is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus Christ gave them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world. By the way, have you read an online newspaper lately? Time is getting short. Keep looking up, because your redemption draweth nigh. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to the Jerusalem Post, the IDF struck multiple targets belonging to the Palestinian Islamic Jihad after over 15 rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip toward southern Israel in the second day of violence with the Iranian-backed terror group, while the military struck only PIJ targets. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu threatened to target Hamas if the ruling group couldn't stop the rocket fire. Netanyahu said on Army radio, "If you don't shoot them, we will shoot you." I'm talking about a war. I only go to war as a last option, but we have prepared something you can't even imagine. His interview was interrupted by fresh sirens warning of incoming rockets. Second, today, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to spacewar.com, Turkey said it wanted no face-off with Moscow over Syria's offensive near the two countries' border, but said it might receive U.S. defense missiles to protect Turkish forces. Tensions have mounted in the last 3 months between rebel backer Turkey and Syria ally Moscow over President Bashar al-Assad's offensive in northwest Idlib, the last rebel-held region. Earlier this month, 14 Turks were killed in two separate incidents of regime shelling in Idlib. Two more were killed on Thursday. There has been no concrete agreement between Russia and Turkey after two rounds of talks between their respective delegations in Ankara and Moscow earlier this month. Third today, under the sign category of pestilences and fatal epidemic diseases. According to Zero Hedge, doctors working on the front lines of the novel coronavirus outbreak have told the Taiwan Times that it's possible to become reinfected by the virus, leading to death from sudden heart failure in some cases. A statement said, "It's highly possible to get infected a second time. A few people recovered from the first time by their own immune system, but the meds they use are damaging their heart tissue." And when they get it the second time, the antibody doesn't help, but makes it worse, and they die a sudden death from heart failure. The source also said the virus has outsmarted all of us, as it can hide symptoms for up to 24 days. Also, the source said that false negative tests for the virus are fairly common. It can fool the test kit. There were cases that they found. The CT scan shows both lungs are fully infected, but the test came back negative four times. The fifth test came back positive. Now is time for Prophecy Boot Camp. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics of prophecy and the second coming of Christ and what will happen in the future according to the Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Our topic for today is titled Taking Prophecy Seriously, Part 1, from Dr. Tim LaHaye and Dr. Ed Heinzen, their fine book, The Essential Guide to Bible Prophecy. Evangelical Christians take seriously the Bible's prophecies about such topics as the rapture of the church, the tribulation period, Armageddon, and the return of Christ. In fact, many are convinced that the march to Armageddon, the last great battle, has already begun. They sense that the stage is being set, that we are living in the end times, and that the world will soon be plunged into a series of cataclysmic wars that may well claim three-fourths of the world's population. In recent years, more and more of the secular community has come to agree that we seem to be approaching the end of the world. Nobel laureates and other reputable scientists have warned that the Earth's time clock is running out. Air and water pollution, the evaporation of the protective ozone layer, the elimination of oxygen-producing rainforests, and the general instability of the Earth's crust have all been cited as serious problems that could hinder the future of life on this planet. The current proliferation of weapons of mass destruction is almost beyond belief, and many of those weapons are suspected to be in the hands of unscrupulous terrorists. If the Lord tarries is coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic in our next podcast. So in closing today, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of his second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, to occupy till I come. In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the book Coming Events and Present Duties by Dr. J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetic tracts that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. This section is titled Idolatry to be Destroyed at Christ's Coming, Part 3. Dr. J.C. Ryle writes, "You must bear in mind that it is not necessary for a man formally to deny God and Christ in order to be an idolater. Far from it, professed reverence for the God of the Bible and actual idolatry are perfectly compatible. They have often gone side by side, and they still do so. The children of Israel never thought of renouncing God when they persuaded Aaron to make the golden calf. That is, these be thy gods, they said, thy Elohim, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And the feast in honor of the calf was kept as a feast unto the Lord Jehovah. Jeroboam again never pretended to ask the 10 tribes to cast off their allegiance to the God of David and Solomon, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When he set up the calves of gold in Dan and Bethel, he only said, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, thy Elohim, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. In both instances, you will observe the idol was not set up as a rival to God, but under the pretense of being a help, a stepping stone to his service. But in both instances, you know well, a great sin was committed. The honor due to God was given to a visible representation of him. The majesty of Jehovah was offended. The second commandment was broken. There was, in the eyes of God, a flagrant act of idolatry. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic and more in our next podcast. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your holy word, and thank you, Lord, for helping us to understand more about your second coming. Help us to take heed to it and to live like it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live 365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draweth nigh. You got to get your